Right, all you movie junkies, it is time for the SLS Cast with your hosts Matt and Tim.
And welcome to the new year edition of the SLS Cast.
Wow, it's 2013 already. It feels like we just talked to these people like maybe 30 seconds ago.
I know. It even feels like it actually just feels like the new year is on the horizon, seeing as how by the time we get this up on the websites and everything, and the iTunes and all that good stuff, it'll really actually be like Monday, so it'll be like New Year's Eve or something. So that's good.
Oh, I hope I'm drunk already.
Me too. Well, maybe not. We'll wait till the kids are in bed.
All right.
Because that's the mark of a good alcoholic. So... this time, our episode really is going to be short. We said truncated last week, and then it was an hour and fucking 40 minutes. So, this week, we really don't have anything else to do than tell you about the movies that we are excited about, maybe not so excited about, and dear God, why the fuck are they showing that?
But before we get there, I need to ask anybody else. Since it's New Year's time, back when I was in like the fourth or fifth grade for New Year's, I like to like blow up my old science projects. Like, did anybody ever do that with like a potato sack baby or
what?
Like a solar system? Like I had like these projects.
What did you do to a baby?
I blew a baby up it was a potato baby. You know, it was a spud baby, a baby spud. But I had like this yellow jacket model made out of like styrofoam, and one year I had a solar system, and I put black cats and artillery shells in there and just blow that shit away. Did anybody else do anything like that, or was I just a freak?
Okay, well,
no.
I grew up I grew up all over the damn country. I did primarily stay in the South, and having done that when I was living in Southern Florida. We actually had bottle rocket wars, and so we didn't blow stuff up, we blew each other up. You know, we would actually take like the PVC pipes and make them bazookas and stuff, and I distinctly remember one time nearly blowing off my brother's feet, because we would also do this barefoot, because that's the smart way to do it. And so
Texas?
No, this was Florida.
Oh,
so,
Florida.
Yeah, well, even better.
Florida this year hasn't been.
This was like the happiest, you know, this was Homestead, Florida, where Hurricane Andrew hit in '92. So I mean, it's literally like the Miami, southern Miami area and everything. So we were out there, and I remember we lived across the street from our church at the time, and the pastor's kids were about my age. And so we would have, you know, we would get together and have, you know, all the family get-togethers or whatever. And so me and my little brother would go and play with, Phil and Trav. And, you know, so we were across the street having our bottle rocket war. And they thought they were clever, you see, because they took cover behind a van. And I was always thinking to myself, even as a kid, you know, because I watched a lot of action movies, I was like, you know, these people always shoot at each other from around the cover, but never from underneath it. And so I see their feet clearly under the van, because, you know, the van, it's a van, so there's like, you know, 14 inches of clearance between the ground and the, you know, bottom of the chassis. And so I just took a bottle rocket and then another one, and I set them both down, and then I just lit them on the ground and watched them shoot across the parking lot and explode right at their feet, sending them scattering in directions and jumping around and screaming and everything. And that's how we did, like, New Year's and stuff like that. We'd also do it at 4th of July, too. But, yeah, so that's the kind of stuff we would blow up. No potato babies.
Well, then I don't feel as bad.
Yeah.
I've never blown up anything on New Year's.
Now, one time, though, I've got to tell this story because this is my favorite story ever in regards to fireworks. You know those little snap pops? Right, they're little white, they're little pieces of paper.
Yeah, yeah.
You can snap them in your finger, and they go pop. You can like throw them on the ground, and they go pop. Right?
Yeah.
Well, that's basically just a tiny, tiny little bit of gunpowder with some flint in it, or whatever. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And a little bit of sawdust. It's primarily sawdust. And so what I did one day, because my stepdad got probably one of the, it's not really thought of this way, but when you get it, it's probably one of the coolest jobs ever. He was like a district manager for fireworks distributor in the Southeast. So he had like 14 fireworks stands and tents that he would be in charge of, in, you know, in July and December. So we got shit tons of fireworks. We had fireworks all year. We actually had a shed just chock full of fucking fireworks all the time. And so I took a gross package of those Snap Pops, and I just methodically started opening them into a paper towel, and I wadded it, and it got it bigger and bigger, and then eventually undid the whole pack, the whole gross, and then wrapped it all up. And I mean, it was literally about the size of, probably about half the, no, twice the size of a golf ball, about the size of a racquetball. And I put it in my hand and like, kind of like with like a ring, you know. So I put the wad of the paper towel between my hands, and then had the bulb sticking out between my fingers, so that, you know, whatever. And so that was where the big Snap Pop was. And I went and found my buddy Kevin, and I snuck up behind him, and I just said, "Hey, Kev," and I punched him in the back with this thing.
Oh God!
And you know how they go pop, pop? No, no, no. Like a fucking gunshot, bro. I ain't even kidding. He just hits the ground, right? And my hand is hurting, and I'm like, what the fuck? So, you know, it was an explosion on my hand. And it blew a hole in his shirt like 4.5 inches.
Damn.
Wow.
He had a big red spot on his back.
And he hasn't been able to walk since.
Well, I mean, if the funny thing was, is I really think that the cotton, the paper towel, between the paper towel and the shirt, it really absorbed the majority of the blast. Because, I mean, aside from being red, it didn't really even burn, because the redness went away after like 20, 30 minutes, even on Kevin's back. But yeah, that shirt was toast, man. And I was like, well, I guess maybe I won't do that again. But, oh dear God, that was the most fun I ever had. So, that's my fun, most ridiculous fireworks story.
All right. Well, never hang out with Matt around fireworks or artillery.
Yeah. So, favorite movie? The movies we're looking forward to of 2013. I went first for the 2012 stuff. How about someone else go first for the 2013?
I'll go.
Okay.
All right. Again, I have a list of stuff, but it's not nearly as long as the last one. Okay. So, just kind of naming off, and just stop me if you have a question on why I would be looking forward to this. A Good Day to Die Hard. A Good Day to Die Hard. The Incredible Burt Wonderstone with Steve Carell. I think that's the one about the two magicians. One's like David Blaine. The other one's like Chris Angel. Jurassic Park 3D, the re-release of Jurassic Park. Evil Dead, the remake. Oblivion with Tom Cruise looks pretty cool. Scary Movie 5. The Great Gatsby, which is directed by Baz Luhrmann. Star Trek Into Darkness. Much Ado About Nothing, which was the movie that Joss Whedon made right when he wrapped The Avengers. Yeah, he filmed it in one weekend, so it should be really cool to watch. He filmed like at his estate. Next one is Man of Steel, Monsters University. The Lone Ranger, to me, looks pretty entertaining. Guillermo del Toro's Pacific Rim, about the giant robots fighting monsters. Rush, that's the Ron Howard movie about the Indy cars. Sin City, A Dame to Kill For. The World's End, which is Edgar Wright's and Simon Pegg's follow-up to Hot Fuzz, and then Shaun of the Dead, which should be freaking cool. This should be the movie, actually, that Edgar Wright is doing before he does Ant-Man for Marvel. Then there's Ender's Game, based off the book, the sci-fi book, with Harrison Ford. Thor, The Dark World. The Hobbit, Desolation of Smaug. Jack Ryan and Saving Mr. Banks, which is about Walt Disney, and I think Tom Hanks is in it. And also, to wrap it all up in a nice little bow, I guess, is the movies that I'm least looking forward to. They are Ben Stiller's The Secret Life of Walter Mitty, the one that he's directing and starring in. I'm sorry, but after The Watch, I don't fucking care about Ben Stiller anymore. Maybe other than maybe Zoolander 2, but I just don't give a shit about The Secret Life of Walter Mitty now, personally. Then there's Oz the Great and Powerful. Though it looks good, I'm still skeptical since it's the producers of Alice in Wonderland, which we've discussed last week. And then last but not least, it's the American remake of Old Boy, the Korean movie. It's going to be directed by Spike Lee. think Josh Brolin is in it, and Old Boys about an everyday man who is imprisoned in a nondescript room for 15 years without any explanation. My thing is, I don't know if you guys have seen the original Old Boy, but it's pretty damn good, and I don't see why they should remake it personally. But oh well, to each their own.
I like the remake of Let the Right One In. So it's like it can be done.
Let Me In, yeah. That was, yeah. Which is that when I was talking about that was going to be redone from when we were talking about the news last week. So yeah, I'm definitely excited about that. Because he's doing the same guy who did Let Me In is the one who's doing the new Planet of the Apes flick. All right, well, I'm going to go ahead and jump in here on this one because I've got mine kind of. I've got four different categories. Okay, I've got what I'm excited to see. Then I've got what I'm not excited to see. Then what I've got, it's kind of trepidatious, could go either way. And then I have a special category for Dear God, Why? Let's see here. So, what I am excited to see. These are actually going to be nice because I've done this in chronological order for you people from January through the end of the year. We've got A Good Day to Die Hard in February coming. I am actually excited to see Oz the Great and Powerful, which comes out in March. I've got Iron Man 3 for May, the Star Trek Into Darkness also coming out in May, and then we have Man of Steel, Monsters University, Kick-Ass 2. I was super pleased with Kick-Ass, so I'm really looking forward to see what they do with Kick-Ass 2. Lone Ranger and Despicable Me both break on July 3rd, and I'm very excited to see those. The Wolverine from towards the end of July. We got Star Wars Episode 2 because.
Oh, did you know that? And I didn't mean to cut you off, but before you go any further, with Kick-Ass 2, you know Jim Carrey's in the sequel.
See, even better. So, you know, so now they've just made it even better.
Yeah, and I saw a picture of it. He looks pretty. I mean, I don't know. I'm not a big. I like the first Kick-Ass movie, but I mean, this really kind of sold me. Just like the. You know, the picture that they released of it. So if you haven't seen it already, you guys ought to look it up sometime. And
yeah, I'm definitely going to be looking it up now. Let's see here. So then, The Wolverine, then we got Star Wars Episode II, which comes out in September. It's a re-release, you know, and everything, 3D, blah, blah, blah. But still, you know, it's fun. I'll be able to take Libby to see that. And then, something I have been waiting for like 8 years... Sin City, A Dame to Die For, and yes, Marv is back. So, oh, it's going to be so good. Mickey Rourke is playing Marv. So, yeah, it's going to be absolutely fucking amazing. Can't wait for that one. Then, of course, we get into November with Ender's Game as well. Very excited to see that.
Did you read the book of Ender's Game?
I did not.
I didn't either.
What happened was, is a long time ago, I worked for Cinnabon. I ran Cinnabon's. And I had this dude who worked for me, and he was into fantasy and all, you know, all that kind of stuff. And so he was, and sci-fi as well. And so he's like, "Well, I mean, you know, well, you like sci-fi?" Because I was like, "I enjoy fantasy, but I don't like to read it." And he was like, "Well, what about sci-fi?" I was like, "Yeah, I like sci-fi." And so he was like, "Well, what about Ender's Game?" I was like, "Never got around to reading." He's like, "What?" And of course, this kid was like, I mean, he had to have been like 6-7 years younger than me at the time, and I guess he would still be. You know, but you get the idea. And so he literally, we were dead. I mean, there was literally nothing going on. All the work was done. We were just sitting around waiting for customers. And he spent the next 3.5 hours telling me all the books, like explaining to me the whole thing behind Ender's Game, the sequels, the stuff that goes. And I was just like, holy shit, this needs to be a movie. He's like, I know. So when I finally saw the first stills come out online, for Ender's Game. I was like, yes! So I'm super excited to see that movie. Then we got Thor, The Dark World, which I'm very excited about. Hunger Games, Catching Fire, I'm also excited about. And then Hobbit, The Desolation of Smaug in December. So that is what I am excited to see. What I'm not excited to see, it's actually kind of interesting. Really, there's only a couple that I'm just not really jazzed about. Hangover 3, that comes out
in
May.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah.
And the reason why I don't want to see that one is because I didn't see the second one, and here's why. I kind of wanted to see it, and then the review came out, and this was the first review that I saw, and it was summed up, it was one fucking sentence, and it said, if you would like to avoid spoilers for The Hangover 2, don't see The Hangover. And I'm like, okay, well, apparently, that's all they do is they just redo the movie a second time. And I'm like, come on, it's got to be tired at this point. And now you're going to do a third one? So, not really wanting to see that.
Supposed to be about, what was Zach Galifianakis' character name?
Don't know.
He's kind of like the same character in every one of his movies, so it's kind of hard to really...
And then how he acts in real life, so it's just Zach Galifianakis, I guess, whatever. The next one is interesting, because this is something that a lot of people, including Tim, apparently are looking forward to. World War Z.
Yeah.
June 21st. Not excited to see this movie.
I'm not. Yeah, I'm there with you.
Okay, I'm sorry. I thought you said that you were excited. Okay, I misunderstood.
Oh, no.
I am not excited to see this movie, and I've got nothing against Brad Pitt, but I don't know. I think that zombies are popular, and zombies are in right now, and I'm glad they're making kick-ass zombie movies, and I love The Walking Dead, whatever. It's starting to get a little overdone, and especially since the key component of zombies in World War Z... In the book that they're based on, they do the complete opposite in the movie, so it's kind of like, why the fuck are you even calling this World War Z?
Yeah, it's also bad whenever the studio doesn't even want to release it either.
Yeah, so there you go. Okay, so then we've got the movies that I'm trepidatious about. These are movies that I'm interested in, but not sure if I really want to see them because I don't know how they're going to go. The Hansel and Gretel, The Evil Dead, because I'm such a big fan of the original, I don't want to say. And then... You know, Jack the Giant Slayer. It's iffy. Like I said, the trailers, when I saw them for The Hobbit, piqued my curiosity, but I'm still on the fence about those. Really, the only other one besides that I'm a little trepidatious about, Great Gatsby, because it didn't do such a... I don't know. That's a really hard book to adapt. The Robert Redford version was pretty good. A little long, but still pretty good. And they seem to be giving this one the Moulin Rouge treatment.
As the same director.
Yeah, and so I'm not sure. I will probably end up seeing it, but I can't say for sure whether or not it's going to be worth it.
But it's in 3D, Matt. Everything's better when it's in 3D.
Sure. Yeah, life's better in 3D, except it's not. The last one is what I referenced in my 3-Squared from last week, Bad Santa 2. It is December. It's slated for December of 2013. I'm very interested to see what they can do with it. But aside from Billy Bob Thornton officially being in it, there hasn't been much released about it. So I would like to see where they could go with this. But again, I'm trepidatious. So yeah. And then we have one. This movie breaks August 30th. This is My Dear God, Why? And I, quite frankly, I blame This Is It. Michael Jackson's This Is It for this happening, but whatever, you know, that one was good, so I guess people thought they could do it all the time. One Direction, 3D.
I just heard of One Direction, like, last week.
Yeah, so again, I blame Michael Jackson's This Is It for this phenomenon happening, because then you had Katy Perry do it. Then you had Miley Cyrus do it, then you had Katy Perry do it, I take that back, actually, I think
Justin
the Miley
Bieber.
Cyrus thing, I think the Miley Cyrus thing was before Michael Jackson, so good,
it's good. And then
so
you good. Had let's the blame, Jonas Brothers blame, one, don't forget yeah. about the Jonas Brothers.
Well, good, see, so let's blame them, now we don't have to blame Michael Jackson anymore, so let's blame Miley Cyrus and the Jonas Brothers, followed
and
by
Justin
Michael Jackson,
Bieber.
Then Katy,
forget about Justin
Katy Perry,
Bieber.
Yes, and then the latest one was Justin Bieber, so...
Why do we all know all those movies?
Because we watch them, Michael. Mikey, we know Wednesday is crappy documentary Disney concert.
That's right.
Extravaganza night.
So yeah, so there you go. So that's my list of movies from 2013 that I look forward to. Not excited, trepidatious, and dear God, why?
All right. Well, it's my turn now. And once again, I am going to keep it short and sweet. And I always look on the bright side because I didn't look up anything I didn't want to see. So, Gangster Squad.
Oh, shit. I forgot about
that.
Yeah.
Holy fuck.
Come on, you guys. Get on that ball. One that I don't think is going to be reviewed very well, but I'm very excited for. It's Movie 43, which is that bunch of like real short vignettes.
I have a free movie pass to go see it this week if you want it.
Ooh, when this week?
I don't know. I have to find it in my trash can. And I got
nice touch, Tim.
No, seriously, it's in my email trash can.
Oh, okay.
I'll look for it. I'll try to find it tomorrow, and I'll send it over to you.
We'll talk after the show.
Alrighty.
After seeing the trailer, I kind of interested in seeing Warm Bodies just because it looks different as far as zombie move. Jack the Giant Slayer, I'm kind of interested in after seeing the trailer before The Hobbit. Another anthology kind of movie that no one else, that it'll get panned probably, is The ABCs of Death.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
It's like a gore fest, which I, you know, I'm going to get all my friends who are probably going to just drink and watch it. Probably.
Did you see VHS?
No, not yet. It's on the list.
It's on mine too.
I want to see the Carrie remake because I really like, what's her face that I can't remember her name now? Chloe Moretz.
So, oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot she was doing that.
Evil Dead remake because it, you know, you have to kind of see it just to see what they did with it. Oblivion looks interesting after seeing the trailer. All the comic book movies, just put them into just one group. Iron Man 3, Man of Steel, Sin City, Thor, Into the Dark World, as I like to call it. I am interested in seeing Star Trek Into the Lens Flare. That seems... I am looking forward to seeing World War Z. I don't know if it's going to be good, but I will go see it right away. Because I really like the book, and I know it's probably not going to be anything like the book, but I'm just interested in what they do with it. Pacific Rim, I love fighting robots. What could be better? And then Wolverine, I forgot about. One that you guys didn't mention is Elysium with Matt Damon.
Oh, I thought it was Asylum.
I don't know that.
Is it Elysium or Asylum?
No, I think it's Elysium.
I didn't know how to pronounce it. I didn't know that was coming out this year.
Yeah. I think it's summer and end of summer movie.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Then Old Boy remake and stuff like that looks good. And then The World's End is going to be amazing because all of his movies have been great so far.
Indeed.
And then I found two movies that are coming out that have decent casts that I have heard nothing about. One of them is called Runner Runner, which is Ben Affleck, Gemma Arterton, Justin Timberlake. And I think it's one of Ben Affleck's first movies that he has been in that he hasn't directed, like new movies at least. And Brad Furman's the director. And it's about a businessman who owns an offshore gambling operation and finds his relationship with his protege reaching a boiling point. So it's going to be interesting to watch Ben Affleck and Justin Timberlake play off each other, because Justin Timberlake can be good and he can also not be good. So I'm just interested in where, like, seeing more of it as it comes out, like gets closer to it being released at least. And then another one is called R.I.P.D. and it's with Ryan Reynolds, Kevin Bacon, Jeff Bridges, and Mary Louise Parker. And it is a recently slain cop joins a team of undead police officers working for the Rest in Peace Department and tries to find the man who murdered him.
It's based off a comic book, right?
Is it?
Yeah, it's based off like a graphic novel or a comic book or something.
So maybe since it's a comic book movie, it could be good. I had just read it and not knowing it was a comic book, I was like, this is going to be, could be real bad.
Oh yeah, also something that could be really bad that I forgot to mention. Percy Jackson, Sea of Monsters. Not looking forward to that one. I don't think that's going to be any good.
Yep. We'll see.
Yeah. So was that it? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, Mike.
That was it. It just, yeah.
All right, well, as we promised... Short show. Those are the movies of 2013. Listen, re-listen to it. Listen to those lists one more time so you can check out all those movies and see what you're interested in seeing. So, this short episode has been brought to you by the end of the world and the end of the calendar. And yes. The end of the year and the beginning of 2013. So, happy new year to you. We hope that you've enjoyed your holiday season and your time with your family if you did that. If you didn't, hope you enjoyed your time alone.
And better yet, I guess next episode we'll be talking about Django and Jade, and I'm gonna see Les Mis also, so
yeah, I'll probably go ahead and see that one. You know, now that after the Funny or Die thing, I should just see it on GP.
Yeah, we all get to be Les Miserable, so.
That's right, yeah, you know, because remember, life is in 3D, and 3D makes everything better. So, one more, and then of course, the next week's episode though is gonna be our long lost episode 14 that we never got around to doing. And then we will be joining you in 2 weeks' time from this episode. So, with all of the catch-ups on Django Unchained, and, you know, we'll have a new 3 Squared for you, and Les Mis, and all that good stuff. So, that's it, folks. Music you've been listening to, again, provided by Cries of Solace. They're an awesome Houston area band here for you. You can catch them on Reverb Nation. You can catch them at facebook.com/cries of solace, myspace.com/cries of solace, twitter.com/cries of solace. And you can catch us by email at theslscast@gmail.com. You can catch us on our website, slscast.com. You can go and follow us on Twitter at theslscast. You can also look us up on Facebook. You can also check us out on iTunes. And guys, that's all I got. How about you?
Yeah, and just comment and stuff. We like to hear how bad we are.
Oh, don't give trolls. Don't give the trolls like fodder.
Yes, we don't feed trolls.
I feed trolls.
Fine. Trolls, send your comments to Tim. Tim's
personal
home address
is... Oh, no, they're Russians.
They're
Russians.
Oh, God.
Nice. So, on a more serious note, thanks for listening, and have a good one. We'll catch you guys, and we'll catch you guys live in 2 weeks. Next week's going to be the long-lost episode, episode 14. Thanks again. Happy New Year, and we'll catch y'all on the flip side.
Cheers.
Happy New Year.
Thanks again for listening to the SLS Cast with your hosts, Matt and Tim. Remember that you can find us at slscast.com, at the SLS Cast for Twitter, also on Facebook, and you can always subscribe on iTunes. Thanks again for listening.